At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Slacker Show.
Let's go. Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just realized I have not gotten over my past relationships.
Oh. Yeah.
No, come on!
I don't believe that at all.
I don't either.
Yeah.
You want to do this off air?
No. Maybe? I want to know if this is true. I found a story. Psychologists have said a clear sign that you are healing from a past relationship is the ability to go out and have a meal by yourself.
I don't buy it.
Thank you. End of break. Let's get a look at traffic.
Yep.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to do it. And if that's the way that one is supposed to heal, then I am scar tissue from head to toe.
I feel like that's more of a personality trait and has nothing to do with actually like healing
relationship.
Or relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just simply don't want to go do things alone. It's not in my interest.
Doesn't that mean you're, a little broken, a little codependent?
I like it.
I do too. I think so many people, this is going to come off wrong. I'm sure psychologists and therapists listening, 303-222-5423. You talk about codependence like it's a problem. And I think codependence is badass.
I love
being there for someone and someone being there for me. Is that bad?
Ooh, I think as long as you have both parts, as long as you love being there for someone.
Think I don't love being there for someone?
No, you do.
You definitely do.
So how is that bad? Like when I go out by myself, I've always had a little bit of a problem with that. Because really I've...
Like going and sitting down somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, not just like running out to pick up food.
No, I can do that. But like I've always had a bit of an issue and I've really never done it. And my divorce attorney and I discussed it a lot at one point where it's like she was trying to find the courage to do it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But here's the thing. Even though I always had a little bit of a problem, now I have a massive problem. There's a recurring theme on the show. I don't know if you guys are going to pick up on it. I have a massive problem with it because of Erica.
Oh,
because
wait.
Erica now has been like,
if I see someone eating by themselves, I invent the whole backstory, and I feel terrible for them, and I want to go give them a hug, and I want to sit next to them.
Particularly someone much older than you.
Okay.
But also someone around your age.
But Slacker, have you ever cared what Erica thinks?
You better answer yes.
Would it affect your life?
Yes. I care what everybody thinks. That's another one of my problems, is that if I was sitting at a restaurant and I saw someone like Erica, like,
oh no, aww. I'm very coy about it.
I doubt it. Because when you're when you think you're being coy, she has big puppy dog eyes. It's like
literally maybe crying.
Yeah. Like, and the worst thing you could do is engage. Like if you came over to me.
I don't.
Or if like
depends on the situation.
If she's sitting at the bar with her man, mm-hmm. and they're two seats away, and then all of a sudden she's like, "Hey, do you want to move down here? Like
is
you
that so
you pity
awful,
invite
though?
Me? Yes.
Like I don't do it, but it's like any other act of kindness.
It feels
yeah. Keep that to yourself. Keep the kindness over there. That
right,
end of the
can
bar.
Can you help me explain why?
Because you're like now I either have to join you or I have to turn you down, and I'm rude.
You're not rude. You're not. Saying I'm good. Thank you though.
But you. Just did an act of kindness, and I'm going, eh.
Yeah! Eh.
You can.
But like, and your kindness, it doesn't feel like kindness to me. What does it feel like?
Pity.
Yes. Yeah.
So I've ruined this you for have, you.
Because I've been thinking lately, there's a couple different sushi spots I want to try. There's a couple, some uncle or something. There's some restaurant that people keep saying.
Uncle, yes. Is it called, I people keep saying uncle? I think it is just uncle.
People go sit at the bar at Uncle, and I'm like, I want to do that. But all I can think of in the world is you being there and pitying me.
No, I actually really support this because it was something that, frankly, I should still do now. But when I was single, I really wanted to do. And I think I like went and had a drink solo once. I'm just not comfortable in public alone.
Me too. But
I support it. I think you should.
Here's the other
and
thing.
If I ever see you, I won't give you the puppy dog eyes.
Then what do you do? Aaron, you do it? You have done it.
I have.
It.
Yeah. I've gone to bars alone.
Do you bring a book?
No.
You can't.
Then you're just
you
on your phone. Then you're crane neck.
Or not. I started chatting to someone else at the bar about the Olympics. They were on at the time. We were watching, hanging out. It was fine.
Because I feel if I try to talk to somebody, Hack and I are so connected right now because you know exactly what I'm feeling. If we're sitting there, even if you're with Dane.
Okay.
And I like nudge over, it's like, you catching much of the Olympics? If you answer me, it's strictly out of pity. Like,
no, it's not.
Yes, it's not.
You're being polite.
I'll never trust if you genuinely want to talk to me. And it's like, our old boss used to do that all the time. He'd go to Del Frisco's down in Cherry Creek. He'd go to Cherry Creek Grill. And he would just sit there and go, he had a little bit of a southern drawl. And he'd be like, what would y'all order there? And they're just polite and cordial. And it's like, that's so pitiful.
This
it feels so
I've
pitiful.
This is how I started making friends is even if I'm with Dane.
You just start talking.
I just start chatting. Like Swanson, it's usually Swanson is kind of the icebreaker. And then we either keep chatting and decide to exchange
numbers. Or just kind of fizzles out.
Or just fizzles out and it's fine. No one's pitying. No one's.
That's different with the dog though. Because then the dog is the icebreaker. But if it's just me going.
You're going to bring in your dog.
No, I'm
back. But here's the thing. I don't remember what the people looked like. They don't remember what I like. It does or look like. It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Also.
So then why do it?
Yes.
It's how I go. I'm like, why even bother?
Because I still want to go get a drink.
Yeah,
and then
you want to go enjoy a new place.
Yeah.
Also,
but if the whole time I'm feeling all the emotions I'm feeling right now, how am I enjoying that drink?
You're going to enjoy it because the next time you go, it'll be better. Mm-hmm. And then the next time you go,
how
it'll
will
even
it
be
better.
Because
I'll
you'll
still
stop
be thinking
hearing all those
me.
Things.
I don't.
Also, pretend like everywhere's an airport. You always sit alone at airport bar. Sorry, not always. I don't mean that.
You are always alone.
No!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, children of all ages.
Bring it.
It's Feel Good Friday. This is probably the first time I've ever seen the look of abject terror on TX's face.
Yeah.
He's literally Googling.
He's scrambling.
And he's never, yeah. You're always the guy who's ready.
What day is
it? It's like,
what day is it?
It's Feel Good Friday, Tyler. Who wants to go first?
I would like to.
Oh, okay, my
great.
God.
I'll go first.
I swear to God, Erica.
Aaron's nervous.
Okay.
There was a boy named Abid.
We're good.
Okay. And
we're
he was fasting for Ramadan.
Okay.
We're not good?
No, we're fine.
Oh, okay. For Ramadan, I said it really weird the first time. He is on a Little League baseball team.
Okay.
And he is a pitcher. So he had been fasting all day and still went out and was like, I'm going to pitch this
game. How are you going to have any energy, dude?
Right. He is in fourth grade. And right at sunset, the coach called the timeout and brought him snacks and I believe a Gatorade to the pitching mound so that he could
have a little snack,
have something to eat and reload up for the rest of the game.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Especially, I would say,
because you have to wait till the sun is all the way down.
You have to wait for sunset. It's like a very specific time for them.
Okay.
I don't believe the coach himself is a practicer of Ramadan.
Wow.
That's the best part.
And so everybody and all just the boys took the break and
come
let
to
everybody
the mound
rally.
And let him have a minute. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. It is beautiful.
We all know, if I were to say 867
5309,
one of the most popular phone numbers
in the history of mankind.
Yes. That number has now been turned to someone who will answer. It is a cancer hotline. It is a phone number
in
used
every area code or just one? Probably just one.
I'm not seeing a specific area code. I'm only seeing.
Interesting.
Because I was trying to figure that out as well. If it's like a generic. It's 272. CSC.
Gotcha.
I don't know what it stands for. It's 675309. You're going to receive immediate support, trusted information from specialists at Cancer Support Community.
That's what CSC means.
There we go. I figured it out.
That's
I read
amazing.
The article.
She finished the article. She was only after the report. That's really
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let me start the thing. We have time to get everybody in today. If everybody has a story, do you want me to go or do you?
I can go.
Oh.
Let's see if I steal your story.
Okay.
There's a man in France.
Go on.
Who has no underpants. No, his name is Michael Eprenchard. Eprenchard. I don't know if I'm saying
that. Yeah, you don't speak French.
He recently had some family members pass away, and he inherited a parcel of land. Michael said to himself, I could sell this and make a ton of money, or I could donate it back to the town.
Whoa.
So he contacted the 560 residents of the town and said, I'll give you the land, but only if you create an orchard on it that everyone can enjoy the fruits of their labor. They all agreed, and there are apple, pear, and plum trees taking root in the soil. A person who inherited something that could have benefited them personally gave it back to the community.
Wow.
Suck it, hack!
I just had the one without the underpants, so that was different. Mine is out of England, I believe.
Hello, everyone!
There's a 13-year-old boy who came up with the idea to make money for food banks by collecting cans. He started contacting local businesses, say, got any cans I can take? And in England, they pay you anywhere from 10 to 50 cents per pound of aluminum.
Okay.
So he's kind of made it his job at this point, and he's collected an estimated 1.5 million cans.
Oh my God.
What?
That's a
he's
lot.
Raised $20,000. I'm not sure.
Per pound?
Yeah. $20,000.
No, but
total.
I'm saying, he's, you know how many pounds?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's donated all to charity, mainly food banks and women's charities.
This is a 13-year-old boy?
Yeah, he says, sometimes I think I'd rather be playing video games with my friends because I'm 13. But actually, when I think about it more deeply, I really love what I do because I get to help people and families who are in need.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry.
How do you raise that kid?
Yeah.
I don't know. It got so much attention that somebody donated his family a can crusher. So he has one of those giant cans.
So now he just...
He just collects them and he does all the work. He's just in his garage, just doing great work.
I thought this was going to suck today.
No.
And this was our greatest Feel Good Friday ever.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I had a really weird dream. And I wish that we had...
This happens about this time with the women in my life.
Nope. No, thank you, sir.
Come on.
That's disgusting.
Are you saying nobody in this... Hack, you're out of this.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
You haven't had a dream where, like...
You're genuinely
asking.
My
hair's flowing. I'm like Fabio in a romance novel. And my chest hairs are all out.
No, because I've never puked in my sleep. Okay. So I had a bunch of vivid dreams last night, which is really strange.
Okay.
But this one in particular has kind of happened to me before, but with a different person. Uh-huh. And I wish we had our dream expert.
Lori, yeah.
Yeah, at hand.
I'll do my best.
Okay, yeah. Channel Lori. I had conflict with a very close friend in Salt Lake City before I moved here.
Okay.
And actually, it wasn't conflict. It was very strange. I just never heard from her again. Like, she just...
But did you try to reach them?
I reached out and she answered the text, but very brush off, very you're moving on with your life, so am I kind of vibe. Mm. And if she heard this, like, I don't know what happened. So it sucks.
There wasn't a catalyst. There wasn't a weird disagreement about politics or nope. Raising a kid or like nothing. Like,
it was like, I thought there was a group of us who was all friends, and then suddenly I realized I was very much on the outside of that, and I wasn't a huge fan of one of the girls, and then like it was a clean, she went on to just be friends with those girls.
Okay.
So in this dream, though, I ran into this friend, and I literally was like, oh my gosh, how are you? It's so good to see you. And she went to apologize, and I was like, no worries. No need.
So it wasn't even like I don't mean this to be insulting, but like it wasn't even a good dream. It wasn't like, and then she pulled out a chainsaw and killed everyone in the room.
It was just like super vivid. And then we were just like catching up in the dream. And I've had a different, I swear I don't often have friend issues. These are my only two really in life. I had like a similar dream about a friend that I was no longer close with like a year ago. So it's like, I think my brain,
this is weird,
like gave itself closure.
Like, yeah. Like you invented closure because you couldn't really get it.
And I'm not surprised by this, especially with it kind of being reoccurring, because you have been forced to revisit all of your relationships to figure out who to send wedding invites to.
True.
Would you have sent one to this person had they not done the brush off?
Yeah.
For real, they were friend.
We discussed her like being involved in the wedding somehow. And then like suddenly I found out I was moving here and it was very like, yeah, I'm good.
You're dismissed.
Yeah, yeah, very dismissed.
I wish I had a big red wig because I want to put it on and be Lori.
Okay, well, we could pretend. Maybe if we make a video out of this, Aaron can Photoshop.
Put me the like,
red wig.
Yeah, that's
put
true, Lori.
When you think of this girl, what is the first thing you think of? Like, is there a trait about her? Like, what? It's like she, whatever her name is, what's the like association? What's the first thing you think of?
I think I just think of being betrayed. Yeah.
But like, no, take your relationship. Okay. Her. Just her as a person. Because here's
what
Lori
does. As good as this.
No, because here's what Lori does. And it makes me so mad. But it's like, oh, I had a dream about Mr. Moore or whatever. And it's like, oh, he was my math teacher. He's like, math. And you're like it's something. Your brain does this stupid thing and we never see it.
It like compartmentalizes.
It's like, I always have the dream where there's gum stuck in my teeth. And she's like, yeah, there's something you need to get out of your mouth. And you're like, yeah, the gum. She's like, no.
I mean, I think she really represents like my life before moving here. She was like close friend from the minute I was in my previous city to right before I left. Mm. She like really was there for all of it.
Do you think, could it be that you had maybe reservations about uprooting your life, moving to a new place, and that was, she's representing that, and now you feel more comfortable, more secure here?
That's
Thank
and
you.
And you're going.
Wait, I was getting there. I was.
The Red Wing.
No, Red Wing for him. I was getting. That's what it is. Like, yeah. She is Salt Lake.
Like, she represents that time in my life.
That chapter is closing. You're moving on.
And now you feel comfortable. Yeah. So you're like, hey, we're good. Yeah, I don't even. Good. I don't need an answer. I don't need to know. Because it worked out.
I think Hack nailed it. Way to go.
Yeah.
Welcome. I'm Expert Hack.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy 3 bags, get 3 free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I fear that I may have made a mistake at my house earlier today.
Okay.
I wonder if Slacker views it as a mistake. I think it was, I don't know. I was humbled very quickly.
What happened, buddy?
So I am cleaning the bathroom and I notice that the drain plug thing in the shower, a little dirty, you know? So I'm like, oh, I got to get the screwdriver. I got to pop it out. I got to like really get in there to do
like
a cleaning.
Get the hair out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want, listen,
yeah,
you don't
I'm
want
nervous.
T-Eck with a screwdriver.
I'm so scared.
This
what?
Is, no.
What?
This is already way above your pay grade.
No, you
son.
Just pop it out.
And then what?
It's kind of a
and
lever
then what?
Function.
Were you going to just reach down in there with your fingers? What are you going to do?
Well, I have the bathroom cleaner, so I'm going to spray it. I'm just going to wipe it down. I'm just going to do like a thorough cleaning.
Oh, you weren't planning to do like a unclog the drain?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't planning on that.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, dude, what?
What?
Why would you take the thing off if all you're going to do is just spray stuff? You can get it'll go
well,
through the
drain is fine. Like it's not clogged. It's not backed up or anything. Like the drain
then
is just working.
Then why do you have to
fine.
Take off the thing?
Yeah,
because
you just spray it.
It looks a little discolored, and I know I can just get it better if I pop it out, wipe the whole thing down, pop it back in. It's just a deep clean.
Sorry, shower or sink?
Shower.
Okay, just want to make sure. I understand
that,
him.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Is just, yours a drain that has like
literally
a
no
stopper thing, or it's one of those circulars with the holes in it?
That, the circular with the holes.
Yeah.
So I just got to pop that thing up,
yeah.
Wipe it
Why
down.
Why do you have to pop
it
up?
Just
you just
wipe
it,
while it's
to
there.
Get the stuff
I'm trying
below
to get underneath it.
It
yeah.
Because that's just mold.
You're not popping it up ever?
When I'm going to do what you probably ended up having to do, but I can't figure out why you had to do it. Yeah,
okay.
I'll take it off, but I have tools. I am what one might call a manly man.
Okay.
Yes.
And I have things you stick down in there with like teeth on them.
Okay.
I don't need it anymore as a person who's very alone and no one ever showers at my house.
And you don't have much hair.
Yeah, but I mean, like when I had my daughter would shower in my room,
yeah.
My ex-wife, like, right. And like, I would pull out a Yeti.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
It's just, I bet you shed like there's no tomorrow and you and your wife both have very thick, dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
I bet your drain is vile.
Well, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, God, you really had to do this?
I popped the thing off to clean it, and I noticed, okay, there's some hair. And we do a good job of cleaning the hair out every time. Because it catches it, right?
It's like I don't want to talk about most of it anymore.
So I'm cleaning it out, and then I'm like, wow, this is a little more than I thought. And then the humbling part is you think you're clean, and then you get what you're talking about. You get that one that catches. And you pull it, and you're like,
and
oh,
then it's making the
here we go. And you pull out like,
how are you not barfing though? it makes like, a sound. It's like,
and it smells terrible.
But it's okay, slimy.
I've clearly never done this solo because it smells.
Oh my God! It smells because it's hair.
Yeah,
it's and like it's hair that's wet.
And it's soaked in like soap residue. Only do you ever use soap, or do you use like liquid soap?
Only bar soap.
Then and shampoo, then it's got the crap all over it.
Well, and then it has shampoo, conditioner, face wash.
But that
all
stuff kind
of
kinda goes down. It's the
it
soap
gets,
that
it
leaves
all gets
like
caught.
It's just a film. It's,
oh, okay. Well, we get our soap from the soap shop in Idaho Springs. It's like, so I don't know if that's different at all.
Shameless plug.
But I get the it's satisfying, I think, when you finally like, there it is.
Yeah, but like, that's just the beginning.
I know. But then the mistake I think I made was I called my wife because I was like, I got it. Hey.
You showed her?
Oh,
come
no.
I got it. It's that satisfying. Aren't you impressed?
Do you want to see it?
No. In fact, Dane recently did our sinks and my sink was backing up because all my hair falls down the sink. I wash makeup off every day. He said, I'm not going to show you.
Right, because he's good.
It was really bad.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
You could have thought it was,
no.
She didn't like
it. I thought she'd be like kind of impressed. Like, wow, you did that. You
removed
that.
Do you do that after you go to the bathroom too? Like, this is ridiculous. Who would want to see that?
I have been in a relationship like that.
No!
It wasn't me. She was like, you're not going to believe this. And I'm like, not going to believe what? She's like, come here. And I was like, what?
Every once in a while, will let my fiance know, but I would never.
You'll
like,
let him know? What do you mean you'll like, let him know? You're just like,
nice and cleared out today, but I would never be like, come look at it.
You're like, you know what you did to the sink? We're going to need it in the toilet.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I don't know if I'm abnormal for this. No, not two at once.
Okay.
I actually think this is extremely common, especially here in Colorado. But I'm trying to figure out how to not pay my soul to have a pet attendant at my wedding. And, you know, we want Swanson to be in the ceremony. Oh, we would like him to be present for some photos. Maybe he and I will do a little bit of a first look.
Oh my God.
But, you know, it's going to be up in the mountains. And
I love this.
I need someone to pick him up.
A first look?
Bring him to the wedding and then take him home that night and watch him until we can get him the next day.
You know how everybody in their cars can like push a button and like go to a different station?
Yeah.
How do we do that in here?
I don't know. God, I'd love to listen to the mountain right now.
Hey!
Oh my God. Wouldn't it be great if we could just dial up Dan right now and he's just like, anyway, I'm having my dog in my wedding. Why not?
Swanson is a massive part of my life.
Of course.
And our relationship, really. He really changed us from dating to family. So he should be in the wedding.
I want to poo-poo that, but that is a beautiful sentiment.
It's true.
And I love your love for him. And I don't look forward to the day that he's rotting on a little post out in your backyard. The second you have a kid, you will forget to say the word
you
Swanson.
Said this? It's
an absolute truth. Tiak doesn't even like dogs, so he's not a good example. I loved Mojo with all my heart and soul. The day Noah came home, Mojo didn't become second. He became who?
That's like, not true. You cried so much when Mojo died.
Of course. But it wasn't. Mm-hmm.
We hadn't seen him in months.
Yeah, I was like oh, that's right. We still had him. Maybe that's why he died. Did you feel him?
You guys are sickening.
A first look with your dog.
I'm not actually going to do like a proper first look, but I would love bridal portraits with Swanson.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's going to cost you. You're going to have to pay for somebody to watch the dog whenever you don't, like...
Guess what?
Whenever you don't need your accessory.
Ding, ding, ding.
No.
Right here. I'll do it for free.
No, you're a guest at the wedding. Yeah. I don't want someone who's my friend.
Mm. I'll take care of him.
There we go.
Don't trust you.
Let's
There's way too many elk
it's
in the area.
Yeah. Oh, look, he got real close
I'll take care of him.
You guys are sick.
He doesn't know. Are you going to put him in a tux and stuff?
We might give him a little bow tie. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come on. He's basically our ring bearer, except I've got six nephews as well.
Okay. Maybe she won't make the change when she has kids because there's already human family members.
Yeah.
Where you're like,
are you kicking them to the curb or are they all bringing it? Is it going to be a posse bringing the ring?
I'm not
down?
Sure anyone's actually bringing the ring. Think
that's,
about it.
No,
truly
about
her and Swanson that day, Slack. Who cares?
No, I just mean I'm not trusting my 4-year-old nephew to actually get the ring.
But you're not allowed to talk to him!
He's just
a what are you saying?
He's just a joke ring bearer.
I want to listen to this whole thing on repeat just as evidence that Erica specifically, but womankind, may just be bat guano crazy. Your logic
is so
flawed.
This is very normal.
No kids nor dogs actually bring the ring up.
That's not true.
I have a 12-year-old nephew. Maybe he could handle it. But aside from that.
So they just got a pillow with a fake ring on it?
Yeah.
Most of the time, yes.
Okay.
And it's always the like the groom of honor. The what are they
the
called?
Best man.
Best man. Yeah.
The groom of honor.
Man's best friend. What's that other guy?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This segment starts off with an apology to Aaron.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry going forward, but I've been thinking about my controversial
going
rankings.
Going forward. Okay.
Yes.
You've been thinking about what?
My controversial rankings. And the last one was portable meats.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing work.
Oh, thank you. I actually thought it went kind of poorly. So I was doing some reflecting on how can I make my rankings, how can I get them better?
And can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
We did get a lot of feedback about the portable meats.
We did.
Okay.
And a lot of confusion with the qualifications.
Yeah.
And the tuna pouch was the swing in the miss.
Oh,
I mean,
see,
that was a full.
I thought you were talking positive feedback.
No. It was a lot of negative feedback.
Oh, yeah.
It was
I had a glimmer of hope, too.
No.
That I thought.
I had a person I don't know say, oh, I listened to you guys. You're talking about what? They didn't say portable meats.
Portable.
Like canned meats. And I was like, yeah almost.
Yeah, well, you almost listened to the show.
Yeah.
Half listened
okay.
to the show.
So I was thinking, how can I improve them? And I thought, maybe I need to just stick with what I know. A little more than trying to branch out and please. So again, with apologies to Aaron specifically.
I'm so scared.
Are you about to do a controversial ranking?
I have another controversial ranking.
Oh my God.
Here's what freaks me out. The amount of dread I feel when you say those words is the yin to Erica's. She is so excited.
She has given me life again because she's reinvigorated me.
Before
to go, maybe
she,
this is worthwhile.
Before you know, she was on our show, she listened to our show from afar.
Yeah,
and I think
times.
This was her favorite part of the show.
Okay.
She's like, oh my God, I'm in the room with the controversial.
I feel pretty famous right
and
now.
And seeing her smile is like all those times you've pulled me aside, Slacker, and you're like, hey, you know, those are like, don't do that. That's stupid. But I see her face.
All right.
And it gives me, these are again. Once again,
apologies to Aaron.
Apologies
to
Aaron.
Are you ranking your favorite members of the Slacker Show?
I'm honestly like, what is he trying
it's
to hurt
It's
going to
be
me?
Something maybe either
redhead.
Sugar related because it's diabetes
or
gluten. It's going to be his like best bread.
Because dogs would be all of us. Harry Potter, he doesn't know anything about.
Yeah, no.
He's
apologizing
to you.
Wait, music? Beatles, Eagles? Bands that are named after.
Bands.
Mm. Nope, you said it already. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the controversial bread rankings. Again, apologies to our resident celiac in the room.
Yeah.
But everybody's... I thought, stick to what you know. What do I know more than bread?
Nothing.
Do
you want, I mean, it's too late for today, but should we be working on a theme song for this?
I was thinking
I was
that
looking
too.
For it.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Do you want it? What kind of?
I don't know. All right. We can meet
about it. We can.
Maybe like a little bit like NPR-ish. Very serious.
Dun, dun.
That's
like,
not NPR. Oh.
Like that?
Oh, okay, we already used that
No, we
that
already
one.
Used that.
Okay,
good evening.
Okay.
Good no. Come, oh. All right.
Are you ready?
The bread rankings,
controversial
everyone.
Bread rankings coming in at number 10 on the list. Barely made it. Just has to because of sheer presence, I guess. The dinner roll, number 10. Like the kind you get at like a banquet. Always terrible. A little,
I am going to stop
quite
the list.
Dry.
I am stopping the list.
Why?
That can't be number 10.
What? You want it to be number 1?
It doesn't have to be number 1.
You think it's
like,
higher than 10? No, it's like...
It's the most... The first thing you think of when it's like bread, like that's the first thing I'm like, there's a restaurant in Longmont called Ann Alice's Kitchen and it's like you go there to get, you have a roll to sop up the gravy.
The dinner roll is probably good there. He's talking like, no offense to weddings, wedding dinner rolls.
Mm-hmm. Like the ones that are just dried out.
Yes.
Well, you get the butter thing and it's in the paper and the butter's always
cold.
A little... Yes, thank you. See,
we're firing on the same cylinder.
But then is higher up on the list a good dinner roll? Like, I don't understand. If dinner roll is, because like, there are good dinner rolls.
If you fight him just this much on 10, how are we ever going to get to one?
You like those dinner rolls? I think they're always terrible. They're all, I mean, you still eat them. You still eat like 3 or 4 of them.
I can't talk to you about this. I can't. I need to talk to everyone else in the room.
Okay.
Because you don't like Thanksgiving.
That's true.
But I make the dinner rolls on Thanksgiving, the
different.
Roast. That's a dinner roll. That's exactly what it is.
He's talking about the dried ones.
But no, you can't say dinner roll. Then it would have to be dry dinner rolls because there are good dinner
mass
rolls.
Mass catering dinner roll.
If Slacker's already this upset, it's not going to get any better from here. Coming in at number 9, King's Hawaiian.
Oh.
Barely made the list.
Get.
Barely made the list.
Get.
Just out of respect for Slacker.
Get. Out.
It's bread adjacent. It's like Miracle Whip. It's like, you know, you want
okay,
bread.
Okay, now, dude, say one more thing and I'm going to knock you out.
The orange packaging's ugly.
Okay.
He's not wrong.
You're going based on packaging?
I can't. I have no allies in the room. You love him because you love the list, Erica. Aaron's over here.
Hey, there are gluten-free Hawaiian rolls.
Oh.
Are the Hawaiian rolls, like I make this chicken salad.
But-
on that, and it's
that's
like
that's different.
But it's like
you're
the
putting
roll
something
itself,
on it.
But the roll,
at least it got mentioned.
Yeah,
your
weird.
Passion and defense of this makes
I
me want to hurt a puppy.
I literally need a shirt that's like controversial rankings number one fan.
You are the number one fan.
Yeah.
What do you guys think is going to be number one? We always do that.
It's heck. I already know what it is.
Crescent rolls.
No.
Crescent pretzels. Rolls?
It's a pretzel
gosh,
adjacent
guys,
something.
You guys, but also think about that bread that
what
has.
What are you doing, Erica? Open your eyes. What are you doing?
We lost
cinnamon
her.
What are you doing? Okay.
I'm going to pee my pants.
Wow. Okay.
Please go to Instagram and watch this video later. She locked in so hard that she was in another world
was,
and we had
yeah.
to like snap her out of it. It was like, Amy, Dad,
explain the cinnamon swirl bread that has like the crumblies on top. Oh,
isn't that just like cinnamon coffee cake?
No, no, no. It's a loaf of bread.
No. Don't get angry with me. Yeah. God.
Okay.
I should clarify, too. Erin is free to chime in because she plays fast and loose with her life.
She
definitely
does.
Eats
it's
bread
like,
even when she's
I'm
not
celiac,
supposed to.
I'm celiac, but what the F?
No, that's not true.
Didn't I watch
you
eat something
gluten listening?
The other day?
Well, I chewed it and then spit it out. I wanted to know what it tasted like.
That's
she
right.
She does do that sometimes. It's pretty remarkable, especially when you're in a classy restaurant.
Yeah.
Number 8, the controversial bread rankings, cornbread.
Okay. Oh, I would have appreciated it higher, but...
Me too, but
see,
I appreciate it's on the list.
Cornbread, it's hit or miss. Some of it's good, but sometimes they make it and it's got actual pieces of corn in it. You ever seen that? Is that
yeah,
just a Midwest
so
thing?
Good.
No.
No, I've
so
seen that.
Good.
It's amazing.
No,
and then the
no.
corn kind of bursts in your mouth.
No. And then like Chop House has it with like little green chilies in it.
Oh,
like, oh God.
So you like with the corn pieces. That's
superior.
Oh, that's
my
superior.
God, it's so
I'm
good.
I'm the other way.
Okay.
Can
well,
I
you
ask
don't
you
like
this?
Vegetables. So.
And I know we're going to have to extend this list probably through the next 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, I mean, we'll get to the whole list.
I think what you're thinking of is like a more of a corn casserole than a corn bread.
Oh.
With the chunks in it?
Yeah.
It's a casserole? Yeah. I don't like that.
But let me just ask you this. Do these breads have to, because your portable meats, you had some real, you were loose with the rules.
The qualifications.
Yeah. Do these breads have to stand on their own? Are you allowed, like, because with the meats, I think you allowed yourself, some breading.
Breading, yeah, was allowed.
So with these, like your dinner roll, are we allowed to slather some butter on it or a little bit of jam? Because like when we get to the biscuit, I need a little, like cornbread, I need a little honey or maple syrup.
You ever done it with hot honey?
Oh, say less. Yeah. Hot honey butter on my Chaka Khan rotary board. I don't know how to say the word.
Okay.
Charcuterie. That one.
So you're calling your shot. You think biscuit's on the list somewhere.
If biscuit's not on the list, you are seriously, you've already, with the first three you've done, you're teetering on unemployment. So if you might want to make, we can take a break if you need to make adjustments, but like.
Ironically, that's my job, is to teeter as close as I can to getting fired. Number 7 on the controversial bread rankings, pita.
That should be lower.
That should be like 492.
But what if you get the soft pita bread at Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Soft.
If you close your eyes again, I'm turning this car around.
It's okay. I think it should be on the list. It should be represented. All right. Number 6, the croissant.
I'm surprised it's not higher.
That means we've got some amazing breads coming up.
Croissant.
Croissant.
I have a new answer for number 1.
Okay, but let me just say this. That I don't like it plain. Need a little chocolate, need a little jelly. Croissant itself.
Ugh, there's so much butter in there, you don't need anything.
You need something.
You just
there's like
pull it
like,
apart, put it in your mouth.
Open your eyes.
Please, we're going to come back with the rest of the breads.
Okay.
Go to OnlyFans, and Eric is starting a bread eating page where she just rolls her eyes back in her head and tears open croissants.
I think it'll do better than the one I launched.
All right, the rest of the controversial ranking bread list is next.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North convenience stores and true rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy 3 bags, get 3 free of Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 325, while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. Well, if you're still here or you're just joining us, it's a controversial ranking.
Mm-hmm. We're carb loading today.
It's best breads. And this, oh my God. Yeah, no, seriously. We get paid to be here.
Yeah.
Let's run through the bottom 5. And just so you know, if you're angry when you hear these.
You didn't even get to 5.
It was 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 is the bottom 5.
The bottom 5, yeah.
And 9, 8, 7, 6. You want me to walk you through?
I don't like to listen.
She's got bread on the brain.
All right. So go through your bottom five.
Number 10 is the dinner roll. I got a banquet with that cold butter. Eh. Number 9, King's Hawaiian, the miracle whip of bread, dare I say it.
I will say King's Hawaiian with miracle whip has so much wang to it. It's just like a wang shot to the mouth.
Really? You want to stand on that?
I'll have to try it. Number 8, cornbread, which we established not the kind with the loose corn in it.
Right? I love cornbread. In fact, cornbread is one Aaron can sound off on because gluten-free. If you make it properly. Because it's cornmeal and not wheat flour.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yep. Number 7, pita deserves a spot.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Put pita or naan or like, oh my God, is he going to have tortillas on here? Is he this part?
I don't like the look on his face.
I have crunched all the numbers. We'll see if tortilla's on the list. Number 6 was croissant.
Croissant.
We're in the top 5. It gets heated here. Number 5, the bagel.
Oh.
Who doesn't like who doesn't like a bagel?
You're going to put it higher than that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very versatile.
The bagel. Okay. So the ones we've done so far, King's Hawaiian, you can eat it by yourself. Dinner roll. Like, no one eats a plain bagel. No one. Like, that bagel needs so much accoutrement. It needs cream cheese and lox.
I eat half a buttered bagel almost every morning.
Just a plain buttered one.
It's an everything Dave's Killer.
Oh, okay.
Got a little extra protein in it.
But just the buttered is really good. Because my kids will get that when we go to breakfast and then I get to finish it.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
What are you giggling at?
I've never seen a hot button hit harder than this. This list is popping with Erica hard.
But I wish bagel was higher. Okay. I love a bagel.
Okay. All right. Number 4, cheese bread. This is like Dion's makes a really good cheese bread.
He's off the rails. That's
cheese
not bread.
Cheese bread at a pizza.
That's not bread. You're off the rails. You're not allowed to continue.
God, but we haven't gotten to garlic bread. It's a kind of bread, sir.
But we're off the rails. Now you're making two different things. Okay, then pizza.
Different. And you
How's
know
it different? Oh, it's, I had a cheese and tomato sauce. Like you're now. It's like pizza crust. Then pizza crust. Pizza crust.
Do you remember that
pizza crust
cheese
should be on there?
Bread.
Bojo's pizza crust.
No, crunching the numbers, it still wouldn't be on there. Yeah, no one eats it just pizza crust.
Before cheesy bread.
I'll just do the crust. You don't order it, right?
He's got a
point. Because you're taking bread and modifying it. You're taking pizza crust and just putting cheese on it. Then pizza crust. You are so God. Please, 303-222-5423, text in. Tell me that someone understands what I'm going through in this room.
I can't imagine anyone is more fired up than you are right now.
Because it's not fair. He doesn't make a real bread list. He's making, it's all
bread. It's going to be one of the most ordered breads of all time.
You've just combined two things. It's like, number 2, peanut butter and jelly bread. That's a sandwich, you J-hole.
You sound like every mom listening right now is going, he sounds like my children fighting.
Great.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
You guys, that's not.
You sounded like me as a kid. Okay. I would go, Mom, it's not fair. Yeah.
No, finish your list. Okay. It's called the soccer show, but finish your list.
No, this is T-Hack's controversial rankings. Number 3. Where are we at? Yeah, number 3. The bread stick. Hard to beat.
Get out.
Yeah.
What?
Welcome to the team,
that's
Erica.
I can't. The yucky dried out.
Yes, Olive Garden. Oh, that's.
Well, Olive Garden bread sticks are soft.
Yeah, bread. No, not the heart. You're talking like the cracker
thank
ones.
God.
No.
All right, we're back, baby.
No, yeah. I don't know what that is. I know what you're talking about.
Again, you're doing the same thing. Like I described good dinner rolls. It's like, no. This specific one is bad. And it's like, oh, but it's Olive Garden breadstick. It's good. But there's just as many crappy breadsticks, like crappy dinner rolls, as there are good ones.
Are you ever bummed if they put they bring you a basket of
if it tastes
sticks,
like a wedding
you're like,
buffet?
Oh, no, take this away. Get it. It's disgusting.
I don't even know why I'm engaging in this. I quit.
Happy, right?
Slackers
Aaron
pouting
Celiac,
again.
Right? Okay. Number 2.
Finish up, dude.
This is, I will die on this hill.
Okay.
The second best bread of all time. Buttered toast. It's always when you order breakfast, they're like, and what kind of toast? And you're always like, oh, like whatever. And then it's the best part. Yep. It's always the best part of the breakfast, and you never expect it to be, but it always is. So just plain buttered toast.
Either toast is one of the top breads. Like, you're doing the thing that's making me crazy. Oh, quesadilla. Uh-huh.
That's not bread.
It's not bread.
You know what that is?
But I think this is...
You know
is...
what a quesadilla is, Erica? You know what it is? Are you ready? It's cheese bread. I am so mad right now.
Quesadilla is not bread.
I've never seen your eyes just...
Yeah, no, it's great. Fine.
Okay. I will say with this one, because at most breakfast places, they're like, do you want wheat, sourdough? Mm. You're like, you have to be specific with. Because I thought.
So you realize that this list is so corrupt.
It's corrupt. Yes. But I thought he was going to say for number one, AHAC makes sourdough bread. So I thought he was going to say
that. It's a pretzel. He's so predictable. And it's.
Is it garlic bread?
He's going to say, can't do garlic bread because you're right.
Coming in at number one.
No, we're not going to do it.
Yes, we are.
I have a list of breads that weren't listed, too. Biscuit, not on the list. Texas toast, one of my personal favorites. Yeah. Also not on the list because I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to tell the truth. And if I were making the list myself, it would be on there. Banana bread, also not on the list.
Unbelievable that bagel's on the list and banana bread isn't.
Also... the aforementioned cinnamon raisin swirl bread.
No, not raisin.
Not even close to making the list.
I don't want it. It's not raisin.
Not the raisin? Okay, I'm talking about the Pepperidge Farm loaf, that thing.
Yeah, not that one.
Delicious. That's delicious.
Look at you. Okay.
Number one, greatest bread of all time, the aforementioned garlic bread.
Yes!
I'm garlic bread until I'm dead, baby.
You suck, Slacker.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Right now I think we want to talk about kids and how much they suck.
Okay.
It's like kid damage, like the thing that your kid did, like talk people out of having children.
I didn't know this was the way we were going with this. I just thought we were all going to laugh about it together.
No, we are. Cause it's like you love kids and they're great, but then you wake up and you realize your 5-year-old has gone on a $3,000 shopping spree while you were asleep.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What were they buying?
That's what I was wondering.
It said it included 7 toy cars, $700. So he had other stuff in his car. He just went nuts on Amazon. Here's the problem. Don't teach your kids how to.
He knew he wanted the toy cars and he was like, I'm going to search that. That's a very intelligent kid.
Yeah. But then. You had one click pay on. You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
You got to, if you have a child, you got to disable your one click.
Unless he knew the 3 numbers on the back of the card, and then he's a very smart kid.
Yeah.
And I'm with Erica.
One of my sister-in-laws did teach my oldest nephew Amazon one click. And I'm like, you're dumb. Why'd you do that?
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's your
luckily
fault.
It's fine. And he knows he can search, but do not place the order. She'll do that later.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a dangerous game.
I just created wish lists for the kids so they can just go in and like keep populating the list.
That's very smart.
Yeah. What was the kid with the Sephora thing?
They always have like the samples and they'll open up like an eyeshadow palette and have it on display and you can try it, whatever. And kids will go in and just like dig out all of the eyeshadow little things.
Hit the pan.
And hit the pan, just wreck it all.
They're doing it on purpose.
I mean, I guess.
Or are they stealing it?
No, they're not stealing it. It's just like to Play-Doh. Mess it up. Well, these kids are old enough to know that it is damaged. Well,
next time I go to Sephora and there's no samples out, I'll know
it's because of
call.
A stupid kid.
Yeah.
They look beautiful, though.
All right, so here's what we want. We want, like, I keep thinking back to this one story of a kid who learned. I remember the first time Noah learned to write his name. We just went into his room and it was on his chalkboard and he never told us that he was even working on it.
Oh, wow.
Sort of disconnected parenting. But like,
you up there?
we went up and he had written N-O-A-H kind of whatever. And it was like, I still have pictures of it.
That's cute.
It was like an amazing moment. Well, anyway, this one family, their kid learned to do that and they were so proud of him. And then, you know, the worst thing you could do, like if your kid says a curse word and then you laugh. Is that right? They're like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this family was so proud of their kid for learning to write their name that they started writing it on everything and eventually wrote it on the side of the dad's like classic car.
Oh,
like he had like a 60s Mustang and he was like scratched it with a rock on the, that's the kind.
Do you think he knew he shouldn't have done that? I kind of feel like kids know they shouldn't do that.
If you've acted so proud, it's like anytime I do this four scratching motion in this pattern, mm-hmm. they think it's great, then you're just going to put it everywhere. It's your fault.
Do you think he jumped from like paper and pencil or to like the walls?
Yes.
And then to the car?
And then eventually, he smeared calf's blood all over
the house.
No, I'm just saying, like, once you've started it, then they're going to go permanent marker. They're going to go rock on dad's classic Mustang.
Yikes.
All right, so if you've got a kid who's done some damage, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text your stories or call.
This is not my story.
Oh, boy.
My mother's. When she was younger, she was fighting with her siblings, and one of them took a baseball bat. And they were trying to hit my mother's head, which, you know, wouldn't have gone well, and went through the wall. Or maybe the door. I can't remember which one it was.
As a parent, I'm torn.
Why?
What?
Mm-hmm. Because the head will heal.
No, it will not.
It's a deductible either way.
I wouldn't be
so
here.
I have to look at the policies.
If that had happened.
No, it wouldn't have killed her.
Full swing baseball bat to the head, an aluminum baseball bat.
That would have caused some damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
That reminded me, I kicked a hole in the wall once and I tried to blame my sister.
Well, it was probably her fault.
Yeah. What you gonna do now?
Oh my God. Sorry. For reference, her sister is now passed on.
Yeah.
So it makes it less funny. Have your children destroyed anything?
Huh? Yeah. Have you ever opened the door to your kid's room when they're in there taking a nap and they're already awake? And as soon as you open the door, the smell hits you.
No.
And they look at you and they say, I've got a big poop. And you go, I know. I know.
Oh, no.
And it's...
They artworked it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God!
No! It's everywhere.
It happens. Oh,
It's everywhere. It's all over them, their things, their blankets, in the eyes of their stuffies. It's like, it's everywhere. And there's just...
Yeah, you have to clean it with fire.
Yeah, it's always bad when it's like, I'll go get her up from the nap, and then you hear the bathtub running, and it's like, uh-oh, something didn't go according
to my God.
Yeah, and they just... Because they... For some reason, they're not averse to it.
Not at all. No, they're like, oh, this is cool. I can write my name. I can figure out all these things.
I'm going to be ill.
It's everywhere. There's another one that's going to hurt some people in the room. A kid destroyed a $15,000 Lego sculpture just hours after the thing had done.
Oh, this was at an exhibit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the Zootopia little fox thing.
Oh,
they made
no.
a giant version. And I don't know if the kid was trying to get a picture with it, but I think he jumped the ropes.
Yeah.
My kids love Zootopia, too. That's,
and you would want to just a selfie with it or whatever, but it's just going to shatter. It just...
This is hurting me on multiple levels.
Mine is not a kid. I have another story, but it's not a kid damage, but I don't know if this counts. Like, I was once in a Hobby Lobby, and my big fat elbow caught, like, one of the display end caps of vases.
No.
I knocked about five of them off.
I broke one vase once in a home goods store, and I thought that was bad.
I immediately was like, Noah, what did you do?
No.
And the clerks came running over, and they're like, no, don't worry about it. It happens.
How
all
old
the time.
Was he?
He's like four.
Dean.
I think if they thought I broke it, I would have had to pay. But if a kid broke it,
you could have, you know, afforded it rather than blaming it on your innocent child.
Much. I took him out for things that cost much less. He got Dairy Queen. He got Wendy's. He got everything he wanted that day. Win-win.
Yeah, I do the same thing when I pee my pants in the home goods. Leo, again?
All right.
Yeah, you should call us.
If you have a kid... I think Erica's defeated tone means we're not going to get any calls on this one. If you have a kid damage story, we want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are looking for kid damage stories. I forgot to say this one. Nobody in this room even. Do you get? You guys know what a DVD player is still?
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
But like, nobody uses them anymore. We get everything streaming.
Right.
But like, I had one of the DVD players that the drawer didn't come out.
Oh, you just stuck.
The DVD in, and my son was like, "You feed it the thing," and my son shoved like a pancake in it, like hard, like he's hungry,
and it's over.
Yeah, that was the end of the DVD player.
Yeah.
That's no bonus cute. Features.
I don't think he thought. He just thought the thing. It was our fault because we would always go, "Oh, let's watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. He's going to eat the DVD." And then he's like, shoving like a maple syrup sodden. Nick?
What's up?
What's up?
Kid damage. What do you got?
All right, so when my son was three, you know how we all kind of sometimes like leave our kids in front of the TV and kind of let them babysit
your
young child for a little bit?
Yeah.
So like he couldn't get the TV to change channels, and he got really frustrated, and he chucked the remote at my brand new flat screen, like my $3,000.
Nice.
And you know, those things are so thin, right? Those things are so thin. So the smallest like little dent ruined the entire TV. Oh, yeah.
It's over.
When my sisters and I were younger, something similar. We couldn't get the a button to press, and this was one of those old big chunky TVs. Mm-hmm. My sister put all her weight. You remember how they used to have the little flip down panel?
Yeah, to get it to.
Put all her weight on that, trying to get the channel to change. It fell. It hit her in the head.
The TV fell.
It broke. It shattered glass everywhere.
Mm.
We were in big trouble because we were at grandma's.
Oh man.
I think we could do a day of just who broke the damn TV stories.
Yes.
Because that's just like his story. One of my friends had a brand new flat screen, and the first thing they hooked up to it was the Wii.
The Wii.
You put the wrist straps on. She's like doing tennis.
And just
boom. Oh, shattered it.
Yeah.
Vivian.
Hi.
Hi.
Kid damage. What happened?
So my younger brother, when I was younger, used to play with my brother, with my mom's phone.
Okay.
And he broke it, and instead of admitting to it, he built a big hole in the backyard and buried it.
Oh, no.
There's no evidence. There's no crime. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I guess.
I'm the only one that knows in the family.
That's not a terrible idea.
Did they find it?
Yeah, because it was ringing in the dirt.
Yeah. It's still buried in the backyard somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
My gosh.
Her boss is like, get your head out of the ground. Get back to work.
Nope. Nope. Not giving you that one, man. Danielle?
Yay.
Kid damage, what happened to you?
My then 3-year-old son drove his dump truck power wheel into my parents' main sprinkler wall thing, and water shot 60 feet high.
Oh.
Everywhere. The neighbors were staring. My mom was very calm. She said, go turn off the water main. Your dad needs to practice his welding anyways.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We want to talk about, what are we calling it? Coolest job ever?
Yeah.
Sure.
Most wicked job ever?
Not that one.
Okay.
We're not in like Boston.
All right. There was a list of like greatest jobs in the history of the planet Earth. I think we have one.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, we meet rock stars. I do want to say, the other day we were talking about something and we said something about being here 4 hours a day, and people write in texts a lot. And they're like, if you honestly believe we get here like at 3 o'clock and we are out of here at 7 o'clock, you're like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we really get here at like 1 and we leave like 2:30. No, we're here and we start doing like. But,
like, but
still,
think about it. You wake up in the morning and you're like, there's an email or there's a meeting or there's something to think about.
Right.
So we're kind of working on that.
Prepping, prepare, all that. Yeah.
But prepping is like we're watching TikTok videos so we know what you watched.
But it is still part of the job.
Yeah.
I have to post on social media a lot. So does Aaron. It's part
of
the job.
I mean, we all do.
Yeah. We'll go with
Nobody
that.
Nobody genuinely believes that I mean, I send you guys pictures.
Every once in a while.
Okay.
Right.
We have a really good job.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
But can you beat it? Like, what's a better job?
Ooh.
One that's similar to us that I actually do watch a lot of TikTok videos for. There's kind of two of them, but it's in the same realm. Voice acting and Foley artists. So dope.
Foley artist is something I've always wanted to
do. What is a Foley? Yeah.
They're the sound effects.
How do you all just like know the word for that?
Because once you've started to watch the videos, like they have this big piece of metal that they go like, and it goes like, it's what makes the thunder sound.
They're watching the show.
Yes, and they're doing it while it's happening. They're like,
and they're like wearing specific shoes and stepping in sand and matching the like character that's walking. Cool.
And when
like,
somebody breaks a leg, they have celery and they're like.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool.
I was actually trained in the art of Foley. Yeah.
Were you really?
I had a class on it for sure.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was part of my theater minor. And we had to like put on a radio production where we did all the sound effects and we did all that stuff.
Wow. Yeah. That is so cool.
Erica.
The girls at the time didn't think so.
I could see that.
Erica sort of does that for the show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You're kind of a Foley.
I'll update my resume.
All right. There's one on this list that got us talking about this. The nail polish namer.
I am so jealous of that. And I know a girl whose brother makes the nail polishes, but he does the science. He's like in the chemistry of the nail polish creation.
Ooh, way too
hard. But it's like he's working at the factory where then they're like, well, what's it going to be called?
And then somebody's got to say something like, can you name a nail polish name?
Maud About You.
Oh my God. That's so.
I think it's what's on my toes as we speak.
Maud About You.
Mm-hmm.
There's like Kate Middleton only wears like ballet something.
Ballet bubble bath?
Maybe.
Or ballet slippers?
I think it's ballet slippers.
There's one called Princess's Rule. I've had that before.
Now that you just said Maud About You, I cannot say any of the names, but I had a buddy. He's still in radio and we all know him adjacently. His job was to watch adult movies and come up with the funny name.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow. Really?
Like, that's a name that's like adjacent to a name already.
It's interesting.
Yes.
They don't have that planned out ahead
of time. No, they're just like, they just shoot a bunch of like, you go over there with them and do this or whatever. And it's like, let's tie it all together with.
That's very adjacent to nail polishes.
Yes.
They certainly make the color and then they're like, cherry, cherry, boom.
Yeah. This one, teal, the cows come home. Teal.
Yeah.
Till the cows come home.
You know? Yeah. For what?
They're not all great.
Yeah.
Here's what we want to do, though. If you have had one of these jobs or you know, like we want to hear, make us jealous, even though we have really cool jobs. What is the coolest job you've ever had or ever heard of? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
You could be a brick master. In fact,
that is one of those jobs.
You're right.
I don't know if it's cool. Ending up as a brick master.
Hopefully, yeah. I've seen there's like a guy on TikTok who works at Lego, and he like knows all the names of the pieces, and he shoots like behind the scenes stuff, and it's really cool.
Is his name Jamie?
I don't know.
Just wondering if he's on Lego Masters.
So there's Lego display at the zoo. Is that what they would do? They would go to like specific locations, build it, and then leave.
Yes,
they don't just like,
but they also create the set.
Oh,
so they go, well, here's what we want to do. Now let's figure out how to make that.
We want to do a Minecraft set. And then they're like, this is what I need. And they
Even when my son and I went to the Lego store and we got the Nike Dunk when they released like the big set. And we were talking to the employee there and he was like, I got to help build some of it. It's really fun. And so that's part of their job just at the local store.
Building.
Like for the display. It just comes in and they go, hey, you got to build this today.
That's such a cool job.
Awesome.
Oh, that is cool.
We paid them to get to do it. They got paid.
Because if you've ever spent any time at Children's Hospital Colorado, one of the things there is there is a life-size, the hospital itself. There is a replica of the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Out of Lego. And I've talked to the employees there and like, Lego just flies a guy in and then they ship just all these brown bricks, gray bricks. And then he goes outside and looks at the hospital and goes, got it. Goes inside, puts it together.
Ugh.
And then now they've built a new wing and it's like, fly the guy out. He has to do the next, and it's just like, and there's a helicopter on top.
Wow.
That is the coolest job. The other one I want, I had a friend who did it. It's Secret Shopper.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like places will pay you to go in and just shop and you get to buy the stuff.
Okay.
But you go into places and just judge their customer service.
Oh, and like, are the displays dirty? Are the, okay.
Yep.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
But you're just shopping all, like I love to shop. I know
when
that
you
doesn't
get tired of it though.
No, because you get to keep the stuff.
You not only get to shop, you get to judge.
Yes.
Karen, sign me
shopping,
up.
Shopping, judging. Like, you can be rude, you can be fumbly, and they you could set up scenarios. Like, I would come in with a cane one day. Like, I would do different
things.
And
they're like, what's going on with that young man with a cane?
No, I mean, you put on a costume.
Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't you do
so
that?
So you want to be an actor.
No, but you don't get to shop.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. If you've got a cool job or you just want to make us jealous, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about people who have jobs that are really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we are among that tiny little subset, but we want to feel bad about our jobs. We want to do cooler jobs.
Yeah.
Mary?
Yay.
Oh, what's the coolest job ever?
I used to work for Mars, Wrigley. They also own Pedigree, Caesars, Temptations.
Wait, Mars like the candy bars?
Yes, Mars, Wrigley.
And gum.
Did you get to take the candy bars home?
Oh, yes, all the time. I always had candy.
Were there ever products that were never released that you got to try?
Ooh.
No, not really. Hmm. But I lived up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is where the oldest living heir lives, John Mars and his wife, Adrian, and their daughter, Linda. So I would manage the territory.
Very cool.
It's like working for Willy Wonka, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Man.
Also the pet side, like in January, the last Friday of every January, they have a dog sled race. This year, it's 31 years. It's called the Pedigree Dog Sled Race. It's fabulous. Huh.
Very cool.
All right, that is a cool job. Yeah. We're jealous. Thank you. John.
Yay.
What's the greatest job ever?
So I live in Denver, but I'm a real estate developer in the Caribbean, and I build overwater bungalow resorts.
Oh my God!
How often do you go?
So I go to Belize about 2 weeks out of the month. I'm in Denver 2 weeks out of the month.
I hate him so much.
No, we can't hate him.
Oh my God, we love you, John. How big is your carry-on? Do you think maybe...
do you need people to like test out
the
development?
Yeah, you do. Don't you think? Mm-hmm. Don't you think you need that?
I'll tell you what. The current resort that we're building is going to open Christmas of 2026. And I'm going to invite you guys to come for the grand opening.
Can I just tell you this? I want to go to Italy so bad, and that's like on my bucket list. But number two is an overwater bungalow.
Yeah,
like it's in the Maldives, in the like Fiji has them.
Belize.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my mom and my stepdad got engaged.
Dude, Belize is like a place to dive. Awesome. Like you can come out of your hotel room and just go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God, John! Please,
we love you.
Please, will you call us when the resort opens?
I promise I will call, and it will be an unbelievable experience we'll have together.
Dude, I love you. Oh, my God.
I'm quitting.
I'm probably quitting my job right now.
No. Don't quit.
Thank you, John. Are you kidding me?
No, that's cool.
Yeah, it's...
But you know what he's not saying?
Hmm.
It is still construction, though. So it's probably not easy.
If he has a family, he's away from his family two weeks out of every... Yeah. That's awful.
But he's in an overwater bungalow.
Yeah.
Because he's probably in the one that's built and he's like yelling at the guys, hey, finish that one.
Right. And then his kid's FaceTiming him. And
why do you make everything sad?
No, I would miss my family.
Not in an overwater bungalow, you would not. I don't think. Right, Hack?
No.
Courtney?
Yay.
Coolest job ever. What is it?
I am currently a real estate photographer. So everything
you just take pictures of grass? the houses. Oh.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Ding dong.
Everything you see on...
Yeah. Sorry.
Everything you see on Zillow with 3D tours and drones and whatnot. I take pictures of properties all over Denver and even out of state.
That's cool. Do you get to like go through their closets?
There's some on Zillow where it's like, why did this? They didn't like show the... Like, it's... terrible, and I would love to
I'm
do
guessing
that.
It's not Courtney doing those.
No.
Yeah. No, it's like weird houses. You mean Zillow Gone Wild?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I watch a lot of HGTV.
I have some stories. But at the same time, I get to do like penthouses and ski towns, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, wow. I think the pictures can make or break a list.
For sure.
If you don't get it right.
Do you do really famous people's houses, though? Like, have you done some of the stuff in Cherry Hills and stuff?
Yes.
There's famous people in Cherry Hills?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where all the...
Ooh.
I've done properties that were, like, on Love Is Blind and stuff like that. So.
Okay. No, oh, yeah. Look who's all of a sudden interested.
Well, because the season's coming out very soon. Thank you.
Courtney, we're going to need to talk to you more often as well. Thank you for the call. Chris?
Yay.
What's the coolest job ever?
I was a youth leader on a cruise ship.
Oh.
So I had to
ask the question. Was that fun?
I was a counselor for the 3 to 5 year olds. So parents would drop them off and we would basically entertain them while their parents were doing whatever on the cruise ship. So.
You lost me.
Oh, the 3 to 5 got me bad.
Nope. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, if it were teenagers, I couldn't. 3 to 5, I'm in.
Well,
3 to 5?
At nighttime, we have to do the teenagers. So, but during the day, I had the 3 to 5 year olds.
Mm.
And we'd go on treasure hunts where I'd paint mustaches and beards on them, and we'd make balloon swords, and we'd travel the ship looking for treasure.
Do you accept 30-year-olds?
No. Thank you, Chris. I get it, but like they're potty trained by 3, right? So
yeah.
As long as you're not cleaning up poop. What a great transition into Antonio. Antonio?
Yay.
Coolest job ever.
So I obviously work 2 jobs. I work for Amazon, but my best job, my favorite job in the world is I work for a company called N&D Sports.
Okay.
And so I work different events throughout the whole country. My husband and I both do this. And this will be our 8th year working the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, which I don't know if you know, about over 500 balloons go up into the air. And last year I made friends with pilots and I got to go up in the balloon last year. It was amazing. I love that job. We loved doing that. We'll probably never quit doing that job. But we also do the Rose Bowl Pasadena, the series, the Super Bowl. We were in Philadelphia working the Eagles. It was amazing.
We want to go to the balloon thing. Can you sneak us in?
Hey, I will give you guys tickets. We have an abundance of tickets. If you guys want to go, let me know. I will give you guys tickets.
I have like 10 puzzles of that. Like, I build puzzles.
Really?
Yes, all my puzzles. I have like Kodak puzzles of that.
Take it off the puzzle.
Yes.
Yep. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't really have a story as much as I have like a pro tip if you're a pool owner.
Ooh.
But you're going to want to listen up.
Okay. I have a tip, especially for us. We might be traveling together soon, and I don't want to see this happen to any of us.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is over international waters.
Ooh.
There was a flight from Jakarta to Perth.
Okay, anybody want to tackle those?
I don't know if I can point out either of those.
Perth? Egypt?
Perth? I choose.
Sure.
Jakarta, I'm assuming,
okay,
is Middle East.
Okay, you're listening to the brain trust that is the Slacker Show.
There was a flight. Yeah, it was
Australia.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my God, we're so dumb in this room.
There was a 4.5 hour flight from point A to point B.
Jakarta to Perth.
And a man was stricken with a bout of gastroenteritis.
Oh God, what does that
known
entail?
As diarrhea.
Oh.
No.
All right. Everyone, listen closely.
Okay.
No!
He had publicly apologized to all the passengers around him as this diarrhea struck, and it created a quote stink. And he even vomited on a woman. Seems like other people should have been doing the vomiting.
On a woman?
Yeah. Seems like he's doing quite enough already.
Poor guy. I feel so bad for him.
He can't help
that.
Yeah.
He had eaten a dragon fruit at his hotel before boarding the 4.5 hour flight. That's why I say fruit, too risky. He described the scene as chaos. I feel like we shouldn't be interviewing him. What about his victims?
That is so disgusting.
Yeah, the people got sick all around
him.
You
have to feel bad for him.
Totally.
Like, that's horrible. Like, he didn't wish for that.
But also, he didn't think to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, he did. Exactly. It just happened.
Yeah, it's out of his control. It's somewhat hereditary.
It is?
Yeah, it runs in your genes.
Hey, guys.
D-Hack, if you want to take a lap, that'd be okay.
Diarrhea runs in you.
Yeah.
Okay.
My story, not from Jakarta, not from Perth, but it is from Florida! So I guess it got a little heat wave going on down there. So a dude in Florida went out back to jump in his pool. Just before he took the leap, he looked in and there was a giant alligator swimming its little tail off.
It's hot out.
Oh my gosh, that's my worst nightmare. Because that thing could launch itself out of your pool and go.
You want this again?
Yeah.
Here you go.
My favorite sound effect. Like the speed at which that man could have died. Did he die?
Yeah, no, he would have just got in, death rolled over night.
Did he splash? Did he go in?
He did not go in. He saw it in time and called the popo. Show note, I just noticed a pattern and I need Tiak and Aaron to be on this. At least five times a day, Erica says, that's my worst nightmare. And I think we need to compile a list of all the things that are, in fact, Erica's worst nightmare. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy 3 bags, get 3 free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25, while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.